This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, August 21st. A Chadbourne police officer was hospitalized Wednesday night after a high-speed chase and a chain reaction crash in Robinson County. CPD Chief Ken Elliott said officers got a license plate reader hit on a wanted suspect's vehicle and attempted a traffic stop in town. The suspect instead fled, leading officers from several agencies up to US 74 on a chase. Suspect allegedly clipped another vehicle and caused a chain reaction crash that injured the CPD officer and a civilian. The suspect is still on the run. This is a developing story. Whiteville police arrested a man after he allegedly shattered a display window at Van Underwood Chrysler Plymouth early Thursday morning. The suspect was arrested at the scene. We've reached out to WPD for more information. When Whiteville City Councilwoman Helen Holden was arrested for driving while impaired Saturday night, it wasn't the first time. Holden was pulled over just before midnight after allegedly failing to stop for a traffic light. Holden has been charged with DWI on three other occasions and convicted twice. We have more on the arrest on our website. The Labor Day Visit and Lose It program kicks off Monday. The annual anti-impaired driving enforcement effort goes on through September 8th. State troopers and local agencies will team up for sobriety checkpoints and intensive patrols, searching for impaired and dangerous drivers. The Labor Day holiday is one of the busiest and deadliest in North Carolina, with 444 alcohol-related crashes during the time period last year. 11 of those were fatal. Southeastern Community College broke ground Monday on a new $22 million, 22,000 square foot transportation technology STEM building on campus. Dr. Chris English of SCC said the facility will support automotive systems and truck driver training programs. In addition to new instructional technology, hands-on classrooms, and a driving simulator, the facility will have a 5-acre paved pad that will be used by BLET trainers, first responders, and truck driving students. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected the final portion of a lawsuit Lumberton residents filed against CSX Transportation over flood damage from Hurricanes Matthew and Florence. The plaintiffs argued that CSX did not give the city access to the property and actively prevented the construction of an earthen dam that could have contained the floodwaters on CSX land. CSX said that since the dam was never built, the contract with the city over the right-of-way was invalid. August 29th is the deadline for Whiteville Parks and Recreation football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 to 12. You will need a valid copy of a birth certificate for each child at sign-up. You can see this story on our website for a link to the sign-up forms or call 910-642-9052 for more information. Transformation Church is collecting school supplies and clothing gift cards for children every Wednesday and Sunday. Bring the donations to Transformation at 9938 James B. White Highway South. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.